Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. And welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen, the podcast that looks at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, where I live. Who am I? I am Burnt Mia Payday, one of your hosts. And sitting right across from me, who is it?
Did you almost say next and across so it said sitting right and across from me?
No.
Okay.
did it sound as if I was going to do that?
Yes.
Now
I feel bad.
Well, why
but
do
you know
feel
what?
Bad, Joan?
I think the word "across" is fun. It's like
across.
It's like a new way to describe someone who is not quite across from you, not quite next to you. Which I guess you'd say kitty corner.
Meow. But you know, necros makes me think of necrotic.
Oh yeah, you're right. I can hear Doug quietly agreeing with you. I'm Joan Pedestrian, and my husband, my Doug. I almost said my Doug.
Well,
he is my Doug. My Doug's bend. Yeah, that is what we call him.
That's cute, right?
You said it almost angrily.
Because it's so precious. You know when you think something's really cute, you're like,
I just want to kill it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So babe, so he's, of course, you know, he's in a different room every episode. For
That's
those
right.
of you who don't know, still never explains why.
He
says something to do with the sound.
Yes. He says the sound is better if he records in a different room. We remain in the same place.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I had a hair in my mouth. And you know what?
Ew.
I have just, is there truly anything? I mean, that is just.
It's terrible.
It's so horrible.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
But then when you were a young girl, did you used to chew on your hair? Were you one of those?
Oof, no.
But and you I'm knew people who did, right?
Oh, yeah.
You knew girls who did that.
Nope.
I knew
no,
someone.
You never saw anyone do that?
Bert, you can't make me have that memory.
Joe, that's fair. That's fair. This is not 1984. I'm not going to implant false memories in your mind.
There was a girl in my sixth grade.
You've always known a girl who did that.
No. What, babe?
There was a girl in my middle school mm-hmm. who would chew on her hair and she didn't realize she had a full on bald spot.
But wait
she was
a minute.
Chewing from the back on the crown.
Confused. How could she chew herself a bald spot, babe?
Well, she would pluck
like
it.
Spaghetti? She was just reeling it in.
Yeah, she would pluck it from the top.
Oh no!
Oh, that's
not what I was thinking
well,
of
now
at all.
That's definitely some trauma related activity.
She would pluck it from the top.
Ugh. No, here's the thing.
Ugh.
Is that I have been losing my hair ever since I had the babies. Okay, and it just never stops.
Which is
it
a
is
common
one
thing
that happens. Yes,
never stopped.
It never stops. It's just but it's not that I have a bald spot. My
no.
hair, my body produces so much hair that I can lose so much, and I don't even realize it. But I'll tell you what. I feel it makes me feel like a dirty person. I'm a clean. You're in my house. It's a clean place, right? This is a very clean place.
Yes. If that were happening to me, I wouldn't think that I was dirty. I would think that I was dying.
Don't do that to me, Bernd. Don't say that. I don't want to be worried about it. And I sure as hell don't want to Google it.
No.
Have you never heard of this as a pharmacist?
I've not heard of it continuing. Ugh. I mean, of course, you know, there are women that do have do suffer from hair loss.
And of course.
There's
of course.
Various reasons, but I've usually the pregnancy thing, from what I understand, is it can happen, but then it will stop happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, nature loves to give you all the hair and all the voluptuous curves and the lips and the flushed cheeks. And then the second that baby's gone, you age 10 years.
I see.
Sorry, I get on a tangent sometimes, you know?
That started to sound like a romance novel.
It did? Oh, I see. Like she took his member. I always remember...
Exactly.
When I was little, I used to sneak it. You know, my grandmother was a very, very unassuming Presbyterian secretary. Right. Meaning she was a secretary of the Presbyterian Church. No, yeah, exclusively. And she was just, she seemed so very, you know, buttoned up. Right. But then, you know, sometimes I go over to her house and there was a certain room, like the library, and she had all of those, what are they called? Harlequin romances.
Yes.
And my God, the number of times that a penis was referred to as a member mm-hmm. was so funny. It was almost as if the writer was Presbyterian too. She was like, well, I can't say dick. It's a member, you know, but that's, oof.
Should we go down this road? Is dick the sexiest word for that?
I guess you're right.
I mean, penis is terrible.
Penis is
terrible. It's just terrible.
I sure hope that's the title of this episode.
The words we decided on for genitals.
Yeah.
Genital.
Not great.
Terrible.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. That's what you get. That's where you get member and sheath.
Staff.
Anyways, woof, I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, my hair.
Oh, my hair falling out.
But we were talking about... we didn't find out what room Doug is in.
Oh, yes, Doug, what room are you in?
What room are you in, babe?
I'm in the alchemy room.
Oh.
I was inspired last week.
Our guest mentioned that... They had an 11-year-old son who was a professional wrestler
somehow.
One of the characters was the alchemist.
Ptolemy the alchemist. He named his character after his older brother.
Yes, which to me, Ptolemy the alchemist brings to mind a very sort of like a medieval character.
Oh, yes, I could see that.
But this character wore a lab coat stuffed to the brim with beakers.
With pockets inside, almost like a streaker, but instead he's just revealing beakers. And flasks without any liquid in them and just breaking them over.
Yes. Which I have to say, as far as breaking something over someone's head, I don't think a beaker is really that. You might not even notice it.
You might not see it from an arena, exactly. Which he's clearly playing because he's selling out seats.
Absolutely.
All right. So, but what does this involve? What does the room look like? I don't know about this one.
For people that don't know, alchemy, of course, is the science, I guess, of turning base metal into gold.
Right.
This is coming from the pharmacist.
So I did some reading on this.
Oh.
And the alchemists were after the philosopher's stone. Which I did know about, and that was
from
supposed
Harry Potter.
To turn no.
UK.
UK from Harry Potter UK TM.
That's right.
They really were, and the philosopher's stone.
I don't think we were arguing.
Would turn base metals into gold.
Nobody contradicted that. Okay.
But the other thing I didn't know about was that they were after.
Don't get Doug Fensive.
That was another good one.
We're having fun.
Well, they go after the universal elixir, which I never heard of.
They were going after
the alchemists.
The alchemists.
Yes. And the universal elixir is supposed to cure all diseases
and you can turn you younger. All the electronics in your home.
You can cure them? Is that what you said?
Sure.
I thought that was that sounds amazing. I want to pick up on their work.
We had somebody who aspired to be an alchemist. A long time ago,
on the
show, yes, who was collecting old cans.
Oh, I think I remember this vaguely.
He said he had he'd mastered the secret. He had discovered the secret. And it turns out he was just painting the cans gold.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
But it did involve baking them in the oven for some reason.
Yes. I also, you know, it is funny to hear alchemist because, of course, that's the name of the sports teams at the Dignity Junior College.
Yes.
Which is a bit strange. And, you know, no one's afraid to go play the alchemists.
Yeah, because it's a trade school. And I don't know.
And their teams are terrible.
Their teams are terrible. They're terrible because it's all the same kids on every team.
Yeah. It's a very small school.
Yes. And they're no Bo Jacksons, let me tell you.
That's true. Who is? Who can really do two sports like that?
Who are the two people? It was Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Is anybody else? There must be. There, I'm sure in the old black and white days, there was somebody who.
What do you mean?
You know. Well, you know, you sports history.
Like when life was in black and white. Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
You know, I've been having allergies lately.
Would you need a Kleenex?
Yeah, I might. Thank you so much. I've been having allergies lately because there's so much pesto in the air.
Oh,
because
that's
restaurant
right.
Burned down.
Pesto allergy.
That's one of the ingredients of the elixir.
Oh, no. Babe, we can't have burnt that close to this. Do you understand? That's why. That's why he's having a hard time right now. Yeah, not only the factory that exploded.
So allergic to pesto, and it makes me sneeze, and also my throat will eventually close up. But yeah, it's boy, that was a terrible, terrible fire.
It really was. I mean, it was fire. Delicious smelling, but it was really sad.
Yeah. No one died.
No one died,
but fortunes were lost.
Yes. And you know, it was, no one knew how flammable oregano was.
No. And then of course, when your twins found out about
it. Wait, not oregano. Basil. It's basil. That's an ingredient in pesto. It's not oregano.
But oregano is very flammable.
It is, but but so is basil.
Not arguing?
I'm just saying that the ingredients of pesto.
Yes.
Pine nuts. Basil. Olive oil. All highly flammable. They should have seen it coming. It was a recipe for disaster.
Pine nuts.
Literally.
Sounds like a southern penis.
Babe.
Sounds like a southern penis.
No, hang on a minute.
Pine nuts.
You know what, Doug? You made your case.
And you know what? And that is actually, as long as your Harlequin romance is set in the South, she grabbed his pine nuts.
She took his pine nuts.
And heaved her bosom.
In her alabaster palm.
Oh, I love the way your brain works,
is
babe.
Is there anything sexier than a Harlequin?
Come from? Because I don't understand why it's called a Harlequin romance.
I don't know.
Because there's got to be two meanings to it. It's not that guy that's just in like a court jester outfit that's dancing.
That's all I know of Harlequins.
Listen, I wanted to revisit that dream you had.
Oh, I don't have dreams.
Speaking of dreams, that's right. You don't have dreams, just like your imagination. It's the blue line.
The blue line.
Doug doesn't have an imagination. He just closes his eyes and he just sees a blue line.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want...
It's like that meme of the predator arm wrestling arms, and it's like on the one arm it says the police, on the other arm it says Doug's imagination, and then in the middle it says thin blue line.
Wow, I do not know that, but I will take your word for it.
Thank you.
We should draw that.
No,
up.
No, Joan, you've seen it.
Okay, now you're trying to make me have memories I don't have again.
No, I'm telling you.
Why are you doing this to me? If I show this to you,
you will absolutely know what I'm talking about.
Maybe. Has it had any kind of recurrence? You had a dream that you were left in charge of a baby.
Well, you know what? It continued from where it left off.
No, where the baby was just on the couch and it was 5 a.m. and you thought, I can't call the mom. She's asleep.
Exactly. And I said, I'm trying to soothe the baby and I'm saying, it's going to be okay and I'll get you back to your mommy very soon. Mm-hmm. And the baby is just looking at me and sadly shaking his head.
You would give a baby these characteristics in your own dream.
I guess I'm doing it. I mean, it is my subconscious.
It is your subconscious. And showing a baby disappointed
in
you.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, really. And the baby reached out and put its little hand on my forearm.
Oh, my word.
And said, Bert.
Wow.
I don't know how to tell you this. I'm not related to that woman.
Don't say you woke up right then.
I woke up right then.
Oh my God.
No, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. It is a cliffhanger. Get back to sleep.
Can't wait till next week.
Go. Exactly. Do you feel sleepy now? Do you want to go take a nap?
I mean, I'm always a little sleepy when the allergies happen.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but I'm just going to say, I think what if when you get back into the dream, the baby says, I'm actually your baby.
Well, that would be strange, because how would I not know that?
Well, it's just like how in real life you would not know that you actually, that there's a baby out there for you somewhere.
Boy, I guess that's true. I mean, I did in my younger days. I was a bit of a rover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You think there actually might be a child out there that's yours birth?
It's entirely possible.
I did not see you as a get about.
No, but I didn't intend to be, but it just sort of happened.
It just sort of happened. You just fell into it, so to speak.
I think I just encountered people who were in the same sort of frame of mind. And
which was, why not?
Which was, why not?
I didn't know you made the round so much. Wow, wow, wow.
Again, it was not my idea.
What percentage do you think it is possible that you have a child out there?
50%.
Wow. Wow, Bert, that's much higher than I thought.
I think it's 50%.
Wow. Yeah. I guess I was more right than I thought. Wow.
Maybe you were, Joan. I really have never thought about it. But now that you're asking me, yeah, I think there's a 50% chance I have a child out there.
Okay. Well, this is something to keep in mind. You know, we cast a wide net here.
I don't know.
We go.
Is it worth thinking about?
I mean, I think to someone out there, it might be.
Well, but they haven't gotten in touch with me.
Yet. We've got this podcast. Mm. Maybe someone will hear something sometime.
Very true. That's very true. We'll see. Remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen. And also our next guest remains to be seen, but we should probably get to our next guest.
What a great segue.
Oh, thank you. I'm working on segues.
I would say you're doing good work.
Speaking of good work, I'm just kidding. I just thought I would do another one.
But you're saying we should take a break.
I think that the only way to do segues is speaking of, and I need to find new ways to just do it other than just speaking of. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And another thing that remains to be seen, our next guest.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the only two?
Might be.
Okay.
During the break, we can think if there are any more.
Oh, that's fun.
All right. It is fun.
We're having fun.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll have a guest with us right here at the Kitchen Island when the Neighbor Listen returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi there, this is Yumi. For sale is a set of 6 Zach stainless steel coasters that can add a touch of modern elegance to your home. These coasters are crafted by the renowned German company Zach, which is known for producing high-quality stainless steel home accessories. This coaster set is a testament to the company's commitment to style and functionality, by God. These coasters are in good condition, but there are some scratches on the surface due to regular use, and that's why they're $5. You might think it's strange that I'm only selling them for $5 because, well, I just made a huge big deal about what a testament they are to style and functionality and how fancy Zach is. Who am I kidding? Folks, these are old DVDs and CDs. I'm sorry. I mean, just look at the picture. That's clearly what they are. And they're scratched because, you know, they were on the bottom of my teenager's car for a long time because he went through a period where he thought having something retro like a CD player in his car would be cool. But guess what? They're not cool. And so I decided to turn them into coasters. And that's all I can do. There's no other use for them. So it's $5. Hell, I would just give them to you if you want. Or, I don't know, try to go skip them on a lake somewhere. I don't know what to do with these things. And Zach is made up. It doesn't even exist. I'm sorry. Just please come get these. I have so much shame.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood. Listen, I am, but why am I introducing myself? It's a podcast.
And you already introduced yourself in the first section.
See, what is, I think that my model for hosting is probably the radio, and they're always resetting who they are and everything. And it's like, you don't need to do that on a podcast.
I guess that's true. Yeah, we could say, you know, let people say on the news, for those just joining us, you know, or for those of you about to rock.
We salute you. I would love if they said that on the news.
God, I love that song.
If you're just joining us, for those who are about to rock, we salute you.
Love the implication that you're not rocking yet.
That's right.
Yeah, just about to.
You're just getting ready to.
Exactly.
Or you're thinking about it.
Exactly.
Okay. So we have a guest here. Yes, we have a guest here. Hopefully this guest is ready to rock.
That's right. What we do is we scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application for neighborhoods where neighbors can connect. We look for interesting posts as a way to get to meet our neighbors. We invite them on the show. And if you see a post that we have missed, perhaps something you find interesting, worth talking about, you can screenshot it and send it to us at Bert and Joan at
Oh,
I was going to say email.com.
Close. Gmail.com.
Burnt and Joan at gmail.com, which is our email address. Do you know what I was thinking while I was saying it?
Tell me.
Was it's an email address. We've gotten so used to, I didn't preface it by saying email us at Burnt and Joan. I just said send it to us. And it's, of course, when you hear the,
It's not worth breaking down. It's a real necros is what it is. It's a real necros.
And you know what? My brain is necrotic from these allergies.
Exactly. Oh, can I get you anything? Can I get you a Claritin?
No, Claritin does not work on me.
Oh, it doesn't.
I'm immune to it. Yeah, I have that gene.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing that makes cilantro taste like tar.
Or soap, I thought.
Oh, I wish. Oh, okay. There's 5 different cilantro genes.
I did not know that. Yeah. Learned something every episode. All right. This post comes to us from Beth, and it says, FYI, I was just out breaking up some styrofoam and large bubble wrap for trash pickup tomorrow, and the sound of the bubble wrap really reverberated. I don't want anyone to think that it's gunshot. Just the one. I think I burst 4 giant squares before deciding that it might be a scary sound this time of night and stopped in Old Dig near Franklin Pierce. That's escrow. Sorry. He's having a tough day today. Update.
You're barking at a sock.
Right after this, I did hear gunshots, maybe 10 rounds close by. So both things are true.
Wow. Holy moly.
I mean, what an update.
Absolutely.
And here to talk about it is Beth. Welcome, Beth.
Well, hello, I'm Beth.
Hi.
It's so nice to be here.
Great to have you, Beth.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I love talking and I love being at table.
Oh, you love being at table.
I do.
Well, yeah. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, Beth, I have a few questions for you.
Of course. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Is it about styrofoam or bubble wrap?
It is about bubble wrap. It's my first question. Actually, you know, I'm going to bump up this question. Yep. Where are you from?
There you go.
Okay. Well, we...
You live here in Dignity Falls.
Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. Originally from Shreveport.
Shreveport, okay. Louisiana.
And then I went to Maine.
Oh, wow. What a jump.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then to Panama Canal.
Oh!
You lived on the Panama Canal?
In a little... on a boat in... Oh, I stayed in the canal. I lived on the boat in the canal.
Wow.
What a life.
Yeah.
So adventurous.
I know. And then what? But then where?
Miami.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then back in Dignity Falls.
Back in Dignity Falls. So you started here, born and raised here?
Born in Dignity Falls, then Shreveport, Maine, Panama Canal, in the canal, then all the way up to Miami.
Okay.
All the way up to
All the way up.
And then back to Dignity Falls.
And then Dignity Falls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And why? What was the purpose of the travel? You know, was it work or was it, how did you go all these places?
Well, my parents love to travel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were a kid when you were doing all this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They just love to travel.
Love to travel.
Yep. What did they do for a living?
Oh, well, my mom cooks.
Well... Okay, well, for a living?
I don't think of that as a traveling occupation.
No, she cooks. Unless she was a chef.
For traveling chefs.
She cooks for traveling chefs.
Oh, because...
Well, they need to eat too. They need to eat.
It's true, but she was not a traveling chef herself.
Well...
I mean, in a way, I guess she was.
Technically, she was.
Technically,
yeah, she was. Because she was chef for the chefs.
The others...
Who cooked for her?
Good question.
Okay. Me.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, well, that was very nice.
I did a little bit of cooking. Yep.
You must be an amazing cook then, because you were surrounded by these, I'm assuming, very elite chefs, right?
Yes. Yeah, we were good chefs. I learned a lot, absorbed all that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just love cooking, traveling, cooking.
And why'd you come back here?
To Dignity Falls?
Correct. Yeah.
Because, well... There's just something about this place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
We agree.
It got very nice trees.
It does.
And people and a lot of activity. I wanted to raise my daughter here. I have a daughter that I gave birth to her in the Panama Canal.
Wow.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
On the boat?
On the boat.
Wow.
Does that mean she can technically be president? But John McCain was born in Panama, and he technically could have been president.
Yeah, I could be president.
Well, that's amazing.
Oh, you could be president.
Yeah.
How old?
Well, you were born in America, yes.
Yeah.
My daughter. How old is your daughter now?
She's 16.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. And are you with someone? Do you have a partner?
No.
Okay.
No, solo.
I'm just you and your
Did you ever have, was there, where's her father?
Well, in the canal.
Ooh.
He stayed there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep, he is fish. He's a fish.
He's a fish.
What? He's a fish.
No, wait a minute.
A fish man.
A fisherman. Woo. Okay, I mean, we've had some interesting situations on this show, but that one was a new one. Okay, so he's a fisherman.
Your daughter is
fisherman. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And is she close with him? I mean, did things not end well? Or?
They write letters. Back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cute. She likes to get stationery and little stickers and little pens and my little notes.
That's nice. Very I sweet.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, and are you too close, you and your daughter?
Very close. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So let me get to this post a little bit, because here's one thing that's interesting. A lot of times with posts, people will say, I need some help with this, or I'm searching for this, or did anyone else hear this sound? But usually, first of all, it's usually not already something that happened where no one can really sort of say if they heard it or not, because you said that you decided you might just stop making this scary sound. I guess my first question is the actual gunshots. Are you saying that you think that the fake sound that you created, is what sent people also start shooting? Is that what you think happened?
Like a war of the worlds?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe that they heard what had happened. And they, when you hear somebody fighting over there, it makes you start a fight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which brings me to my second question. Why did you have to make so much noise anyways? Because if I was going to go throw away rubble, but rubble bap.
Rubble bap.
Rubble. Are you talking about...
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't do a warm up today. You know, usually I do all of my tongue twisters and wow.
I thought rubble bap was one of your tongue twisters.
It's a very Scooby Doo situation now. Okay, my question is if I was
the Flintstones, actually.
The Flintstones, sure. If I was going to throw away bubble wrap,
yep.
I don't think I would sort of need to make a lot of noise. I would just sort of roll it up and toss it. How is it popping so much,
you know,
is my question.
I pop it. Because it takes up less room.
Oh, really?
Because now it's flattened.
Well, and I could choke a turtle.
You could choke it. It could choke a turtle. I thought for a second you said I could choke a turtle. And I didn't.
It could choke a turtle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then why do you think that the sounds really reverberated? Do you live in a sort of echoey place or?
Well, it was in Franklin Pierce, Dig.
Which is sort of almost a canyon.
It is a canyon.
Yeah. So it will way out. And how could you not pop a bubble pop?
That's my question. That's
true. It is fun. I guess I think if you're throwing out bubble wrap, then it's already
been
popped.
Can you not pop it?
But do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, to a certain degree, it's not necessarily all popped, but it is, some of those, you get a package and the bubble wrap is quite balloon-like. It's very...
Okay, that's the good question. How big were these bubbles? See, I'm picturing little teeny tiny ones.
Yes. Well, there's those. The biggest ones I'm picturing are about, a half dollar size.
Yes, it's about a half dollar size.
Giant squares.
Well,
and I thought it's a specialty bubble wrap.
You think about it as a bubble wrap is a circle, but if you look, it's on a square.
That is true.
There's no way around that.
What can I ask? What was all the styrofoam and bubble wrap from? Did you get something delivered? Was it from a gift?
I did. Yes, I love to get gifts for myself.
Oh, that's nice.
I like to order packages for myself, and I ordered some. Those things called a precious moment.
Yes.
The little
figurines.
But it wasn't that. It was a precious creature.
Precious creature. I'm not familiar with that line of figurines.
They're like precious moment, but the creatures.
Oh, okay. But like a creature, like a mythical creature, or just like a little, like a rabbit or a squirrel?
They have two lines of regular reality creatures.
Sure.
And mythical creatures.
Oh,
I see. That's fun.
So
what are some of the mythical
creatures? Jackalope?
I got...
That's a good example.
My husband, that's the sound of my husband, Doug, who is our recording engineer.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know, sorry. Sometimes it just pops up in there and surprises people.
I'm Doug.
So yeah, like a mythical creature would be like a lady with scales.
Oh, these are like originals.
A mermaid, you mean?
A lady with scales.
A mermaid, or you mean something
mermaid.
Else? Oh, okay.
Oh, not just a lady.
No, she has feet, but scales.
Oh, that is different. That's not a mermaid.
Like a Black Lagoon type creature, but a lady?
Sure.
You have to agree with whatever we say. You can correct us and say no.
Well, I was trying to think back to when I was at the Black Lagoon, and I don't remember seeing no creature.
I'm at the movie, not our Black Lagoon here.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Diggity Fall Lagoon.
The Diggity Fall Black Lagoon.
Right. Yeah.
Which wasn't always black, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah. It used to be just regular watercolor.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and then over the years, it just got darker and darker.
Yeah. After the incident.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had, what was this particular creature on this this day?
This was a four-headed buffalo.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. A four-fellow.
With scales.
With scales. Is that sort of a theme? Do all the things you get have scales?
I do like. I think it probably because it's a Panama Canal. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. It reminds you of the fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-headed buffalo. I mean, the head is
already
very big.
On
a buffalo.
That's why you need a big bubble wheel. It's got a big package.
That's what I was getting at. It's a very big bubble wheel.
What's the scale? These figurines?
Some come down to 1 centimeter.
Ooh, big.
1 centimeter?
Oh, wow. Can barely see them.
Right. Okay. That's on the smaller side, the smaller end of the scale.
That's the smaller. And then 2 feet.
Oh, okay.
2 feet. That's a statue at that point.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or statuette.
Or statuette. Mm-hmm. So can you explain, other than just maybe the fact that it kind of reminds you of the Panama Canal, how long have you been having this collection?
Since my 16th birthday.
Oh,
so this one is actually for my daughter. Starting the tradition with her.
Does she like these? Is she into it?
Oh, she loves them. Yeah, she liked it.
What's her name? Did I miss what her name was?
It's Kip.
Kip.
Oh, that's a cute name.
That is sort of cute.
Yeah.
That's very cute. Is that short for anything?
It's long.
She got long. To there, Bert. It's long to her.
It's long for Ki.
Oh, it's Ki. That's actually, yeah, that's her full name. Kip. Ki is her short, is her nickname.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So I see. So her nickname is Ki.
Yes. Full name is Kip. I think maybe she doesn't see it as a short name.
Right.
She sees it as a long name.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, Kip. And maybe she'll come by and see us.
Oh, she's just going to stop by?
Is that okay?
Well, sure. You know, we don't normally have that happen, but it's all right.
Absolutely.
We did have someone's son just appear out of the wall.
Oh, that was scary.
He just had been there. We didn't realize it. So, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Just let us know when you think, let us know when you see her. Because last time it was a real surprise.
It really was.
Okay, so did we talk about what you do for a living here now? Did I miss that? I mean, you said that you like to cook, but are you doing that for a job or do you have a different job?
No, I'm not a chef. I work at a parking lot. Uh-huh.
Which one?
Cleaning. Yep. Up. One on, what is it? On Bird Street. on Hickory Bush Street.
Oh, Hickory Bush Street.
Yeah. Oh, that parking lot is very clean. It never occurred to me until I saw that parking lot that anyone ever hired anyone to clean a parking lot.
I never even, didn't know it was a thing.
But that one is spick and span.
Uh-huh. And sometimes I like to sit in the little hood and tear tickets and give a ticket, 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 give a ticket.
Now, when
could you just say that again?
Sometimes I like to sit in the little hut.
Little hut. I love that hut.
Yes.
I love that hut.
When somebody's coming into the park and I need to give them a ticket.
Give them a ticket.
Sometimes I take a ticket.
I need a ticket. Okay. Great.
So, you'd be taking a ticket if they're exiting.
Yep.
And then you give a ticket if they're entering. And you say sometimes. Does this mean this is your job? Are you doing that with permission?
I don't get paid.
To do the ticket taking.
Yeah.
Do you get paid to do the parking lot cleaning?
No.
Oh, what? Okay. Well, then that's not really a job.
What is your source of income, if
right.
I may be so bold?
That sounds more like a hobby.
Yes. So,
or a trespassing on property.
Or that. Yes.
I do Bitcoin.
Oh, you do Bitcoin.
Okay.
That's how you make money.
I do Bitcoin.
Okay.
I see.
And I guess Bitcoin.
It must be doing well if you're able to
support
all these
to the moon.
Yes, all these.
Yeah.
All these precious creatures.
To the
creatures.
Moon, did you
to
say?
To the moon.
Oh, wait, I missed that.
To the moon.
What to
what
the moon?
What does that mean?
That's what we say in the Bitcoin when we are to the moon.
Is it like a celebratory phrase?
Yeah, it's like.
It just means you're doing well.
It's like this one's going up.
Okay. To the moon. Well, it makes sense. The moon is up. I want to go back to the parking lot cleaning and the ticket taking. Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever approached you that is involved with the parking lot to say what's going on? Or
no.
You were going to say, has anyone approached you to GoPro?
On parking lot? Parking lot cleaning?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
They leave me to it pretty much.
Okay. What is it you like about doing it?
I like it because there's nothing better than just a square land with nothing on it.
Mm. Huh.
Nothing better.
I wonder where that comes from.
I know.
Who?
That's a treat to you as well.
Because sometimes you just think, I just want to see nothing right now. You know?
Oh, mm-hmm. Dear. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it does represent something that is pristine.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Sure.
It's also in a state of about to. You know what I mean? It's like
potential.
That's
a nice way
to look
at it.
That's the word I was looking for. Yes.
A blank canvas.
Like being about to rock.
Yes.
Being about to rock.
Not in the process of rocking, but being about to rock.
I like beginnings.
Yes.
I like beginnings. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
What's in that hut? Can I ask? Because that hut is so cool.
The hut is very intriguing.
You really love that hut.
I put a few of my precious creatures in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I made a
Which ones made the cut?
There's a little frog creature with a human head.
Oh, okay.
With scales?
Scales. I have a family of little rabbit and robots.
Rabbits and robots.
With scales.
With scales.
Yes. Now, the scales thing, is that something you can add on?
Oh, that's a good thing. It's a special feature. It does sound like a mod.
No, it's a special feature. Yeah, yeah.
Would you like scales?
It is a special feature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, is anyone else working there? Are there other people working at the hut? Because since you don't work there, I imagine that there is someone else that's supposed to be there when you're not there.
No, it's not a working parking lot. Like, it's not. Well, then no one's giving money.
Huh?
It's just tickets.
Well, but I guess I don't
It's a lot of tickets.
I just like to give the ticket and take the ticket when they come
Do
back.
Do people know that they don't have to pay? Are they surprised when they come in and realize that this isn't even something they need to do, that they could just park without a ticket?
They are surprised.
Okay.
But they're relieved. They're like, oh, I don't have to pay.
Absolutely. I guess I would love that.
I like making people's days. Uh-huh. And so when they leave and give me the ticket, I say, thank you, have a nice day. Like,
hey. So you sort of, Beth, if I'm right about this, you sort of took over this parking lot, which I guess would have just become overgrown. No one was minding it anymore.
No.
And so it's your parking lot, essentially.
Yeah, it's just mine. Yeah.
But you're not charging anyone.
No.
I mean, this could be a source of income for you.
I guess
you're to the moon with Bitcoin.
Doge. Coin, yeah. I'm doing
For a second, I thought you were, it was a word of agreement.
Yeah, you thought it was realized, your accent, like Dogecoin. A Shreveport agreement. Yeah. Doge.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, so now, where this is parking lot, I'm trying to think of the main source of cars for this parking lot. I mean, because isn't it next to the stadium?
If you go past the old dig,
yes,
to the stadium,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then there's that coffee shop, and then the dog groomer.
Okay.
And then it's right there.
But I suppose you're getting a lot of overflow from the stadium, and that's why people are so excited that they don't have to pay.
It's in season.
Right.
But when it's not,
mean... Because actually, we only use that stadium for lacrosse.
That's our slow time.
So if it's not lacrosse season,
and
I guess...
that's only a month long.
It's only a month long. So...
we get knocked out of...
very early.
Tournament play very early. We don't have a good team.
No.
Wow. So, okay. This is... you're in charge of a parking lot where you don't make any money because you really... This is just a hobby. It's just a hobby.
How did you end up doing this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So, I like to take little walks during the day, as you like to do, and I like to pick up trash as I go.
A trash walker.
Yeah. I have a little pokey. Thing.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
then
fun.
I put it in a little sack. And okay. I just keep going. And then there was just this magical empty parking lot with just trash dump. Uh-huh. Somebody dump it.
Mm.
And I just fell in love with it. And I said, this is mine.
So
this
for
is
you,
my space.
So for you, the parking lot was the paradise.
This was my paradise.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yep. How does your daughter
turn Joni Mitchell on her head?
So how does you were going to ask a question. I saw you go.
I don't think that I was.
Oh, okay. Just taking in some breath.
I really was just taking in some breath.
Sometimes it looks like a question.
Up.
Oh, no. Yes. Bird, what can we do for you?
It's okay.
What's the opposite of pesto?
Clearly oregano.
Wait.
I guess red sauce.
I can make.
Yeah,
wait, hey,
marinara.
My universal elixir. My universal elixir.
Marinara.
Oh boy. No, it's this universal elixir that he claims solves everything. It's kind of like the Windex in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
But didn't he say there was pesto in the universal elixir earlier?
Did mm-hmm.
I've got different batches.
Beth, so sorry to bother you.
I know we're really sorry.
I love it.
My throat will hold out until the end of the interview.
I don't know that that's correct. I'm very worried about you.
It happened, Joan, it's happened so many times.
So many times?
Yes.
Okay.
I can go for a while with a closed throat.
Okay.
Before it really starts to become
like
a problem.
Like a camel with water.
Yeah, I can make it laugh.
Okay.
Just as it's about, I can feel it when it's about to just like really shut tight. I begin the process of taking it as a long, slow breath.
Oh, wow.
And then it's trapped in there. So
Is this good? Are you going to be able to do the interview? Because I feel like this is going to take a lot of your concentration.
If past is prologue, then right at the end of the episode is when we really,
luckily we take a break in between then. So yes. If we have to rush to urgent care, we will do so.
It'll be fine.
All right, Beth, we're back with you. Mm-hmm. And I guess I feel like maybe I'm just missing a piece here because... Sure. Mostly because this post, again, what were you hoping to get from people from this post? Because a lot of times when someone posts, they need an answer like, oh, I have something like that for free. Okay. Or, oh, I have a recommendation of a handyman for you or what have you.
Here's how it reads to me is that, hey, everybody, sorry to alarm anyone. If you heard these loud noises were reverberating through the canyon of Franklin Pierce. Mm-hmm. It was me just popping some bubble wrap. Four big squares.
Yes.
And so that's fine. That's to put people at ease in case they heard it. But then the update, there were gunshots.
Yes.
And you're sort of proudly saying, so in a way.
Yep. So guess what?
Were you scared by the gunshots? And what ended up happening with that?
Well, I went to investigate. It was about 10 rounds, maybe 50 rounds.
Oh,
somewhere sounded like 10 to 50.
Some kind of big M56 gun.
Oh, do you know guns very well?
I do know guns pretty good.
Okay.
So I went out and I said,
oh, you went out?
No, that's what she's saying. She went to investigate, which is pretty brave. Wow. It's like
I should put a little bit of an update on this because...
What would the second update say?
Well, I found there were more people just doing bubble wrap.
Oh, bubble wrap.
Well, no, there were two things.
Oh.
One house, they were also popping bubble wrap.
Okay.
And it was reverberating.
And it was a what now?
Reverberating.
Oh, it was reverberating.
And that scared me.
Mm. Sure.
A duck. Mm. Okay. But then I kept walking. And that's when I saw that someone was shooting 10 rounds at least.
Or 50. Or no.
Or 50.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It was at least 10.
It was at least 10.
Big gun. And they were trying to shoot down some mistletoe out of the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of putting mistletoe on a tree before.
Well, because it naturally grows. Did you know that?
I knew it naturally grew, but I didn't know that it grew on trees.
I was picturing mistletoe on a Christmas tree.
Okay.
It does.
Okay,
wow. You really made her angry. Oh, so it was like a mistletoe tree.
No, mistletoe is parasite.
Is it?
It is.
She knows a lot about mistletoe.
Parasite on trees, and it grows up way up high.
Okay.
And then you kind of...
She's looking out the window almost as if I have some outside. But
I like to check to make sure.
Okay. You almost look like you're afraid. Are you worried about it?
Well, it's a parasite.
Oh, okay.
What does it do to the tree? It destroys
the tree?
It kills
that tree.
Oh, that's terrible. And we kiss underneath it. That seems dark.
How did it become such a festive symbol?
Don't know.
People had to offload their mistletoe. And then they sold it, I guess.
What a lie. Just hang a parasite up in your house. My goodness. That's just terrible.
Well, I mean, you're a mother of three. Speaking of parasites in the house. I'm joking.
Oh, come on. We only joke because of my twins. I have a daughter named Jalipe and twins named Matt and...
Tuang.
And Tuang. That's his name. That's right. That's what we named him. And yes, sometimes they can be... They're
pyromaniacs.
Yes, they are.
Parasitic pyromaniacs.
Parasitic pyromaniacs. They perform terrifying pranks on people.
So you got there and you discovered that there was shooting. Yes, what shooting. Happened? Did you
someone's
say
using
stop?
A gigantic someone, rifle to shoot mistletoe off the tree?
Yeah, rounds of it.
Yeah.
And so
did you tell them to stop? Did they see you?
You gave me a crazy start, a scare. I went walking around all this town, diggity fall, to see what is it. And they said, well, just do you want some mistletoe?
Okay. Well, that was a nice switch. They weren't scary or dangerous.
No, they weren't just started scary. Off
here. And was this someone you knew or a stranger?
It was a stranger.
Okay.
But I like meeting strangers. Sure. Diggity fall.
Oh, sure.
Strangers, it's a friend you haven't met yet.
Mm. That's right. That's a nice one. You should put that somewhere.
Well, I mean, I didn't make it up.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel weird.
Yeah, that's
taking
true.
Credit for that.
Okay. You could put that in the false, Missy.
Put it
where,
in there?
Where? Just put it in there. Okay, babe. Okay, so go on. Go so, on, please, Beth. So, yeah, so they offered you some mistletoe. Did you say, did you take some? No, you don't like it. You don't like it at all.
That stuff is embarrassing. So, I understand. So then it was nice. We had a cup of tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
and is that the update you wanted to do? You said you wanted to do a second update.
Well, that there was more bubble wrap being done and that the gun.
I don't think that's necessary. I think that because there was actual gunfire and you did update about that, I think you're covered.
Yeah.
Well, I still like to keep everybody up to date.
I don't.
But here's my question, Beth. Did anyone respond to you?
I did get some responses.
And what were they?
To shut up.
Oh, no.
That seems harsh.
That does seem harsh. Did they mean in reference to the bubble wrap or did they mean just to shut up about, you know, not posting?
Yeah, just to stop posting about
that's
it.
That's not nice.
Was this rude.
The first time you posted on the Neighbor app?
No, I've been posting quite a bit.
Oh, and okay. So do you, what does quite a bit mean?
Well, like every 4 months.
Okay, well, I don't think that's too bad. Yeah. What was your last post?
Last post was something like, hey, I got this great above ground pool. Oh. If anybody wants to pop in and just have a nice little swim.
Well, I think that's very nice. Well, did you get responses for that?
I did. I got my daughter said to stop inviting people to the house.
She said it on the Neighbor app.
Yes, she did.
Oh, not in private.
I know. We weren't having a good conversation that day.
Well, 16 is
a hard time.
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Does this make you sad that people are saying these things on the app?
You know, it doesn't make me that sad because, you know, life is what it is. Mm. I'm on this timeline for this.
Put that somewhere.
Put, you know, I'm just in it right now where I am.
Okay.
And I'm not going to change or try to be something different. Okay. So either they're going to like it or they're not.
Well, I think that's a pretty good attitude.
That's a very healthy attitude. Absolutely. And have you and your daughter since achieved any sort of rapprochement?
Oh, are you trying to speak Shreveport?
A little bit, yeah.
We'll say it again.
Have you and your daughter... achieved a rapprochement.
Oh boy.
Yes, we have.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
She said, I'm sorry about that. She wrote me on her little notepad.
Oh.
She said, I'm so sorry.
Do you two actually speak in real life? I mean, it sounds like you mostly.
A lot of nonverbal written communication.
Yeah, and I'm just concerned about that.
Well, we do have conversation though. Okay. Now,
oh, good.
It's gotten better.
Okay.
Yeah. Not less just notes, more. Uh-huh. Hi, good morning.
Well, that's like an example of a conversation.
Pleasantries.
Okay, that right. is quick. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Is that just you talking too, or were you doing her lines as well?
She hasn't responded yet.
Oh, wait, you mean to when you said that to her?
Hi, good morning.
And then what does she do? Just walk by you?
Yeah, she does TikTok a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's busy. Oh, she's busy. School.
Oh, no. I kind of feel, I don't know, Bern, I feel like maybe these posts have to do with her daughter a little bit. You know, that maybe you're a little, are you alone? I mean, are you feeling lonely? If your daughter isn't really talking to you, why are you inviting people to the house to swim in the pool? Mm. She doesn't seem to want that. What's the dynamic right now? Because it seems a little strained.
Well, my mom lives with us too.
Okay,
oh, really?
That's new information.
Oh, okay,
yes, she lives.
It is new information.
Yeah,
no yeah. doubt about it.
And she lives there too, so I'm not alone.
Oh, right. Good. Well, what is it like with you
and
your mother?
And you and your mother are close.
No, very close. Oh, we talk all day, all the time.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a much different. All right. See, I guess I just have to ask.
It's a multi-generational home.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Lots.
Yes, multi-naming lots.
Three. And do you feel that your daughter, does she maybe feel left out because your mother and you.
You've seen the world.
You've seen the world. You talk so much together.
Yeah.
Yes.
It could be. Yeah. We talk so much. I'm sure she feels left out. And she may not. Yeah.
But you try to include her.
I try.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
And how does your daughter feel about your parking lot activities?
She thinks that's fine.
Okay.
She doesn't talk much about it.
Sometimes kids can be embarrassed by the weirdest things. And I didn't
they
know
can.
If there was some, since you are sort of maintain this parking lot
sure.
by yourself for free. If that makes her feel sort of strange.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't acknowledge it.
She doesn't acknowledge it.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
And so, but it's not like, she's not burning the parking lot down.
Right. She's not coming out against it. She's just pretending it's not happening.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
I mean, it's typical teen behavior, I think. I suppose I was reading too much into it.
Yes.
It just, I guess there's just a quality.
Yeah, we should fix her up with a Jalliope.
A friend fix her up?
A friend play date?
Is that what you say?
That's right. She's 18.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
Yeah, she's aging in real time.
Daughter looking for a friend?
Yeah.
She is.
Well.
Okay. Does she have
friends? You know, there's this element to Beth that I feel like I just do. There's something she's hiding or, and I know you're here. I don't mean to talk about you like you're not here. But that I just feel like there's something more to the story that we're not getting, you know?
I feel like there was a central thing that if we could get to that, it would bust the whole case now, wide open.
Okay. I don't know if it's talking to her daughter and I don't know if she's coming by. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
If you need to know something. I do work for the FBI.
Whoa. What? Are you?
What?
But only light.
Only light? What does FBI that mean? Light? You light. Do FBI light?
It means that I work for them.
Okay.
I keep an eye on Diggity Falls.
Really?
And I haven't been able to open up to my daughter about
the tickets.
It. And so I do think it gets in the
what,
way.
What, babe? I'm sorry. What about the tickets?
She's keeping an eye on us through all the tickets.
How so?
Well, she gives a ticket. She takes a ticket. She gives a ticket. Takes a ticket. Yeah.
Okay, that has been established, but I don't understand how that is.
I'm not sure I get it, baby. Let's let her explain how she keeps tabs on us. What does it mean you keep an eye on us?
Well, I make sure on my walks, there's no real space face.
I'm sorry, you've got to say that again.
There's no suspicious activity.
Suspicious. Suspicious.
There's no suspicious activity.
Okay.
So I keep an eye, just slight, small little eye.
Because small little eye.
Because there have been complaints to the FBI about things going on here.
Really?
Yeah.
We have nothing to hide here in this town. I don't think so.
But can you tell us what one of the complaints was? Oh, she's looking at me like I could tell you, but then I have to kill you.
Oof, is that true?
Oh, she nodded.
She won't even say it on the mic. Well, now I knew
there was something.
I sort of understand this because Dignity Falls we have not, for as long as I can remember, we have not allowed government agencies.
Yes, we've been off the grid.
Yeah,
I always thought they didn't know we existed.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what the early founders wanted.
Yeah, we're kind of an American town that is off the grid. And I mean, we're part of the United States.
Yes.
And we recognize the United States government, but we will not allow certain federal agencies to have posts here.
So
and that's why you're here. To kind of
or maybe she's trying to tell us that they are here.
Real? So it's not just you.
Oh, wow. She pursed her lips.
She pursed her lips as if to say, that is a secret.
And then when you said you don't know how to tell your daughter about it, first of all, I mean, she probably doesn't listen to this podcast. She's 16. But this is going to go out to everybody. So I hope you're okay with knowing that. And as we made clear before, Doug cannot edit. He doesn't have that ability. So it will go away.
That's fine.
You have to talk your way out of every edit.
Boy, is that true.
We call that the neighborhood listen challenge.
So you said you don't know how to tell your daughter. So you really want to tell your daughter about this.
I do. It's hard to keep a secret from her.
Well, maybe she kind of senses this. She's in the same way I sense that there's a secret.
She's very intuitive, empathic.
What is preventing you, do you feel, from telling your daughter?
Because I think she might think it's super cool.
Sure. Well, I've been busy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Well, with the parking lot, but also mostly the light eye work.
The light, that takes up a lot of my time, keeping the light eye. And, probably just scared. I think I'm still a bit scared.
Oh, you think
she'll have a negative reaction?
I think she'll say,
does your mom know?
My mom knows. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But my mom doesn't. Yeah. She's not talked to nobody.
Beth, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is your mom also in the FBI?
Oh, right. Because otherwise, why would they travel to the Panama Canal? Traveling chefs.
The traveling chef to traveling chefs?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Bert. I don't want to. That's her story to tell.
Fair enough.
Okay.
It's her story to tell.
But the answer is yes.
It's her story to tell.
Okay. Wow. This is so interesting.
It really is.
What
the Bitcoin
interesting
thing true?
Family.
Is the Bitcoin thing true?
Yeah.
I do. Oh, okay. I think she's still, that right. could just still
That's
exist.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, I feel like between the Bitcoin success and being employed by the federal government, you probably could dial back on your parking lot duties a little
it
bit.
It's like what she really like. It's,
I know, but, what, but she's saying she doesn't have time to talk to her daughter.
Oh, that's
you're
going
to tell a painter not to paint.
It's her it's a creative outlet, Bert.
I understand. I'm not saying don't
that
do
and
it.
That people? And the mythical scaled creatures.
I'm not saying
don't. That people? Doesn't have to do with anything in the FBI, does it? Oh my gosh. Oh, there are things inside of them.
I knew it.
Drugs.
Oh, I thought that maybe they were real.
Oh, real.
They were little figurines of actual things that
oh,
exist.
No. Oh,
government
no. Oh, no.
Like
a Roswell
perhaps.
Situation. Or, sorry, an area.
Scales everywhere.
You really got to cover them up with bubble wrap. I'm just going to say that.
Oh my gosh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right. This is a real X-Files episode.
Beth, just to be clear, one of like the standalone ones?
Yeah, it's a bottle episode.
Not canon one. So Beth, I don't mean to suggest that you should stop your parking lot activities. Just to make some, I just want you to make some more time for your daughter because it does seem like you're at a a crossroads here.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that is it that kind of thing where a lot of people who are. Oh, I'll just say it. I'm kind of a performer, but I didn't want my kids to become performers. You know, is it that thing where you don't want your daughter to get caught up in the FBI?
I want to protect her, baby. Okay. No, that's right.
Okay.
Is it a hard life being in the FBI?
It's a hard life. It's a lot of emails.
Is it a hard knock life?
A lot of emails.
Yeah, it's a lot of emails.
Is that the hardest thing?
Yeah. You have to be on your email all day.
Oh.
So it's not what being in some sort of deep cover here in Dignity Falls.
Or having to hold secrets in or being in danger. It's
although,
just the
you
emails.
Know what? I do. Emails are hard.
I mean, they are.
They're the hardest part of it.
Email never stops.
All the time. Yeah. And then they pile.
They poke.
Oh, they pile.
Absolutely
oh,
they pile.
Oh, they pile.
Yes.
And then,
well, I mean, you're just
and then you're like, get me to my parking lot.
Oh, exactly. That's what it is. Take me away.
There's no email in that parking lot allowed.
That's her Harlequin romance.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to ask her to say penis.
Me too.
Joan,
it didn't
this is
me.
Why.
It didn't even occur.
This is why we're
I
together.
Would love
this is,
you. I
mean, I've been trying
I
to think
listen, this
entire
you've been trying to think of a way
I
to set
heard
it up.
That.
Yes.
I heard that.
I knew it would be inappropriate.
Well, just ask, I guess, at this point.
How do you say penis?
Babe.
Penis.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's a little different. But still very charming.
Well, now I feel so inappropriate. Yeah. I feel dirty about
Could
that.
Could you say member?
Member.
No, we are going to stop doing this. We're not going to make our guests say dirty things. Okay.
Geek.
Oh.
Geek.
How about pine nuts?
Pine nuts.
I think there's more of a language barrier than we thought.
I'm allergic to pine nuts.
Oh,
are you
so
really?
Is burnt, in a way,
well, no,
in
just
a sense.
Pesto. Yeah.
Right, but there are pine nuts in pesto.
True, but I can eat pine nuts all day long.
Oh, you can? No, that's weird. It's just the strange combination.
It's the combination.
I see. Now, wild. Wow. I've never heard of other ingredients knocking out the other ingredient. Usually it's like, if this place was even prepared in a factory, that might
I
have
know,
pine nuts.
I know, but I it's just a combination of things.
It's the combination of things.
Yeah. Individually, I can eat them all day long. It is a burden.
It's a burden.
Thank you. You understand.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Oh my goodness, Beth. I want to say thank you for feeling, vulnerable enough to share this secret with us.
Yes.
I find you fascinating.
Absolutely.
I found you fascinating before I knew you were working for the FBI. But
why?
Because
you know what?
Why do you mean?
I'm so sorry.
Because she's a fascinating person.
That sounded rude. That sounded rude. I think in my mind I went back too far, and I thought you found her fascinating just from the post itself.
Well, that would be okay too. Anyways, don't worry about him. He's his throat's closing.
My throat's closing.
Remember, I don't care what people think about me, but I do want you to live. I do want you.
I appreciate that.
Then maybe we should sort of take a break so that we can attend to you. But I just want to say, I think, you know, especially we're talking about the emails, your daughter's of the new generation. I don't think emails are going to be a problem for her, if that's what you're worried about. I think you should just feel free to share your story with her. And it doesn't necessarily mean she's going to follow in your footsteps, but she probably just wants to know her mom. She wants to know that there are no secrets. And I would just like to encourage you to... Oh,
she's here.
Oh, she's here. Oh. Remember how she was going to stop by, maybe?
That's right, yeah.
I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Kip.
That's right, Kip. Can we call her Key, or should we just say Kip?
Key or Kip.
All right, can we talk to her?
Can we talk to Key right now?
Did she come in through
the
door?
Oh, she's right here. She's right here. Sorry, she just came through.
Hi, Key.
Hi.
I'm Bernd. This is Joan.
Hi.
Do you know what this podcast is? Do you know what your mom's doing?
Is it like about a parking lot?
The parking lot did come up. It was about her post about the bubble wrap that she worried was sounding like gunshots.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Okay. What made you want to come by?
I just needed some money. I'm going to the movies with my friends.
Oh, okay. What are you going to see?
Yeah, I'm going to see, I don't know, Saltburn.
Okay.
It's been running. It's doing so well. I mean, Saltburn it's been going is, for been months and months.
Absolutely.
It's really doing great in this town.
Number one movie in town.
In theaters.
But I have to go.
Oh, what? That was quick.
Well, before
Wait,
you go,
Beth, are you going to give her money?
Yeah, I'm going to give her some money.
And maybe, is there something you want to tell her?
Maybe you could do it. It's a safe place to do it.
What, Mom? I just wanted to tell you something. Well, it turns out that myself, Biff, am part of a big federal bureau of investigation.
Light.
Very light. And I was scared to tell you because I didn't want you to follow your mom's footstep.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, Key?
I feel...
Did you suspect that?
I guess so. I mean, we have like 6 laptops in the living room.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm happy that she's opened up.
Wow.
I'm happy that you opened up, Mom.
Oh, this is so nice to hear.
I'm just happy to like have, I don't know, any dialogue.
Well,
wow.
So, oh my goodness.
Do the laptops all have the FBI logo as the desktop?
Yeah, they are.
Dead giveaway.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they say property.
They never change their desktop.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, Beth, this should take a real load off your shoulders. I mean, this is
you know
great.
What it sounds like to me?
What?
Rapprochement.
Pine nuts.
What would you?
I don't know. It's a word he keeps saying.
It's one of the symptoms. It means my throat is almost closed.
He can only speak Cajun sounds. Well, ladies, I'm really happy to see this. This is like maybe one of the bigger breakthroughs we've had on our episodes.
Oh, I guarantee.
I guarantee.
I love that. I love that.
Little piece of home.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, Kip, enjoy Saltburn.
Thank you.
And Beth, it's
thank
just
you
been
guys.
A real...
This is like really opened up like I don't know a weird portal for us.
Oh,
really
a portal. My God!
Cool.
That's super awesome.
I feel like
a mother-daughter portal. I want one.
So just thanks. I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was lovely
to
meet
you. No, that's fine. I get it. Thank you for your time. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's all about him.
You know, he's going to play Frankenstein, which
I saw that.
It makes so much sense.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Beth, thank you so much for allowing.
How do you feel?
I feel like a big old load off my shoulder.
Okay.
I feel as calm as a button on a shirt.
Oh, wow, I love that.
That's wonderful.
It is.
Really relaxed.
Wow. Wonderful.
The most relaxed I've felt since the pandemic came out.
So glad. I'm so glad to hear that, Beth. Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Did Kip just come and go through the dog door?
It was very weird. I mean, we have a gigantic dog door, so it's okay.
It but, sort of looks like the regular door. It's most of the frame of the door. It's not like she knew she was going through a dog door.
I don't think so.
Like she was going through a regular door.
Thank you so much for being with us, Beth. And thank we wish you. You the best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
You take care.
I love you.
Oh, okay. And we're going to take a break to make sure that Bernd doesn't die.
The one of us.
More when we return.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Perry. Free wall clock with chimes. Not working. So I guess it's not with chimes anymore, but if you talk about the components of the clock, I suppose that the chime is a physical thing that's in there, but it's not working. And I have included in the little clock mail slot some documentation. There's a certificate and a manual, and the manual is not going to help you, and the certificate just sort of proves that it's a clock, but there you have it, broken clock. Maybe you can take the certificate and the manual out and put your mail in there, or a note for a secret lover. Ooh, that's getting me excited. Maybe you could set up a rendezvous or cheat on your husband. Maybe I'll do that. You know what? I'm keeping it.
And welcome back to the neighborhood. Listen, wow. I'm glad that we were able to make that happen for Beth.
Yes. I mean, you know me. I love a mother-daughter moment. And that was like the ultimate.
Do you miss having them?
I do. I really wish I could just get one moment with my daughter.
I know.
And they are very few and far between.
I know. What is she up to these days? I know she was very into...
She took the, you know, she did the farm in Australia.
Yes.
And then she came back. I told her she had to get her GED.
Right.
She really wants to go back and do that.
Right.
I feel like she fell in love when she was down there.
Really?
Yeah. She just keeps on just talking about... this guy named Jade, and she's just like, no, I mean, whatever. He was just like there. He was like, every time I try to get like a direct answer, you know, did he work on the farm? Yeah, I mean, he was around. It's like, okay, but like, does he, you know, is what, like, did you guys hang out? Yeah, whatever. It's nothing. It's not a big deal. Like, she always says it's not a big deal. Right. And if I know anything, if a kid says it's not a big deal, it's a big deal.
They're lying. Of course.
Of course.
It means the opposite.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Opposite day with children
it's
all the
opposite
time.
Opposite day with children all the time. Babe, how's it going in the alchemy room? First of all, let's update everybody, okay? We actually did have to rush to urgent care. We had to...
Yes.
Bernd was nearly passed out. He got blue in the face. And we did have to...
I was talking in
Doug Creole. Ran down. He tried the antidote. He shoved more pesto down his throat. It did not work. It made things way worse.
It did make things worse. It is the thing that I'm allergic to.
It is. And I just didn't think it would work. And I was right.
He thought it was like the principle of if you have amnesia from getting hit on the head, then if you get hit on the head again, your memory returns.
That's right.
Didn't
maybe
happen.
You
didn't.
Maybe you're allergic to not enough pesto. That's what I.
That don't even. Yeah, that, I mean, can't even break down that.
That's sentence. An interesting theory.
You're allergic to not enough pesto.
But of course, I couldn't say no because I was speaking in Creole and no one can understand me.
So what happened is that didn't work. The universal elixir didn't work. And guess what? An EpiPen did. And yes. So that opened up his airways because he was in anaphylactic shock. And so now we have got him back for the third segment.
Yes.
And Doug, we're not going to do any more pesto in that lab, right?
Right.
Oh, sure. It sounds so
I mean, there's so many other liquids in town I can experiment with.
Oh, so many liquids in town.
Okay, there's so many other liquids.
I mean, Dignity Falls is a town full of liquids.
Full
Let
of
it
liquids.
Be said.
If anything.
I'm trying to figure out why these alchemists for hundreds of years was just so certain that something was possible like this. Just there must be an elixir that cures everything and makes you young again.
He's really
but
into
also
this
the
right
idea
now.
Of turning.
Oh, he's trying to find like the Holy Grail. He's just trying
yes,
to find something.
They
that's
must
like,
have known something.
Exactly. Does he have one of those little Grail journals? Got a yes. little notebook.
Yes, and he has the same setup in there of all the grails that Indiana Jones has to choose from in the
oh,
third movie.
Oh, sure.
Yep. And I have the chairs back to back.
Well, so that's we can from a get different
tied
up movie.
That's a different scene.
That's a different scene.
Oh, okay, I didn't know Doug we were talking about one scene. Sorry.
Well, I mean,
well, we were. I mean,
are you trying to say that? Okay, well, let's just narrow it down. How many elements of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade do you have going on in that room?
Oh, so many, Bernd. He's trying to actually just create the whole movie, sure. quite honestly.
It's a weird goal. but Doug, the whole idea of turning a metal into another metal was, well, did you try turning one thing into another thing to start and then seeing if that was even possible?
Yeah.
By the way, he's right. doing this just by going on YouTube. I mean, like, there's really no, I get very
Alchemy
worried.
Tutorials?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. guys.
Alchemy unboxings.
Yeah. Hit that subscribe button.
Hey, what's up, guys? Gonna try it again.
Or no, it's like, so I got an alchemy lab and I was trying to work with different bakers. That's one of those voices. Right?
TikTok.
We were yeah. talking a little while about, yes. about back. A while
I think
back.
YouTube is Hey Guys and TikTok is Robot Voice. Right? Is
yes.
that fair to say?
Yes.
I think so. Is that still the classic, the robot voice? Has something surpassed it?
No, I think
I'm not on it.
I
enough.
Think that's still the number one because I think that's sort of the people's robot voice.
You know what? I'm realizing that maybe because we have a new season, there's a lot of people that are following me on my Joan Cheney TikTok account. There's only three things
on
there.
Oh, Joan Cheney.
Do you remember? Because I only did a couple of musical numbers from Mare of Easttown.
That's right. That's right.
I want to say if you come to my TikTok, I tried to change it to another thing, like I don't know, to some name like Nicole Parker, and it wouldn't let me do it.
Because that might be another person.
Could be.
Oh, it's an actress.
It's a very common
name. From
A
Just Like That.
From A Just Like That. Yep. Not the first person to make the mistake. So so just sorry about that. I guess I'll try to look into getting some more content on. Sure. And I mean, that's the thing. I'm thinking this year, do I, you know, forge through and do more TikTok? But you know what I'm going to do? Because there's just not enough of these around, mm-hmm. A musical written by a woman. And I'm going to take all of my experiences from Realty and I am going to do, I'm writing a musical. There,
about
I said
Realty?
It.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's never been done.
I think that's
Is
correct.
There any real estate musical?
If there is a real estate musical out there, first of all, I will be devastated.
Of course.
Second of all, let me know.
Rent?
Because I don't want to be, that hardly counts.
<It's>,
but very clever, babe.
You know what?
Very
it's
clever.
It's the other side of the, it's the other perspective.
It's not about real estate.
Yes.
It's about customers not paying their rent. And it's That's hardly it. About it. It's just the name, honey.
Okay.
That was the mildest okay like, I've ever heard
you
in my
pay
life.
It. That was a Doug Shrug.
It was a Doug Shrug.
Isn't there a song in Rent that's like, Rent, you gotta pay it. Rent,
I'm not.
Rent.
Sure.
Pay the rent.
Rent.
You must pay the rent.
First of all, I know there's more notes than that. I know there are.
And then there's a woman with a bow in her hair.
We're not gonna pay. I think it's something like that.
Rent strike.
This year's rent. We're not gonna pay this month's rent. I think that's the lyric. I will say it's very hard to see it as like an adult. Because that is the whole thing. They've got a landlord and they're just, it's about young people just mad at the man and how they don't really, they don't want to pay it and they can't afford it. But here's the thing. When you watch it as a grown adult, there is an element, and I'm so ashamed to say it, of me that just went, I mean, everybody's got to pay rent.
Well, of course.
You just got to pay it.
Of course. That is what
you
come back to.
There's just so much whining about the rent. And I felt like an old person just watching them kind of going, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of other things I empathize with.
Well, because
with.
You want to say, well, then what are you going to do?
They're going through a lot of things.
They're going through a lot of things.
Tackles a lot of situations. So many. I have to say at the heart of it.
They're going through La Boheme.
They're going through La Boheme.
That's hard to go through.
It's really hard to go through. If you go through a La Boheme, you have been through the ringer, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd rather go through two La Traviatas than one La Boheme.
What's worse, one La Boheme or one Madame Butterfly? I mean, they're pretty bad. They're both pretty bad. boy. operas are so dark. So anyways, I am writing a real estate musical. So just stay tuned.
That's very exciting, Joan.
Well, thank you.
Any titles? Any sort of working titles?
I mean, you know what I thought of instead of titles? And this is just where my marketing mind goes. About all the puns that I can do. About all the fun. Like opening night is going to be open house. You know, the theme is going to be an open house. I'm going to bake chocolate chip cookies in the theater. Do you know what I mean?
I'd like that.
Right?
Every show should do that.
I think more people would stay and come at the same time. I haven't thought of an actual title yet. I just have a lot of fun of marketing ideas. That's where I start. And then the songs will come.
Of course. You put yourself in the mindset of the people experiencing these marketing ideas. Yeah. And then what kind of show would they like to see?
That's right.
It's almost like the Think Method from The Music Man.
Explain that one again.
Harold Hill, the con man.
Sure.
He says to the kids, because they're waiting for their instruments that they've paid for, and they're coming any day now, because he's lying. He says, it's something called the Think Method, where I will conduct you and you will pretend you are playing the instruments and it will come to you.
Boy.
And then at the end of the movie, it worked. So, I would like to see a sequel to The Music Man where they explain how that happened and does he have some sort of mind powers?
Did they literally just appear in their hands?
No. They finally get the instruments.
Oh, okay.
This is another thing.
Oh, wow. We're doing a deep dive on Music Man all of a sudden this late hour.
We really have to go. But it is, he's clearly not going to give them instruments and he's clearly not teaching them how to play music. And then at the end, both things happen. They get instruments and they know how to play them. So I feel like there's a lot of questions that are raised in the movie and then it ends.
It's been a long time since I visited The Music Man and now I'm going to have to take another look.
It's my favorite musical because it starts on a train.
Yes, it is fun. It's a real fun thing. And speaking of fun things, I'm trying to work on my segues, but that would... Okay, babe. All right.
No, I'm sorry. That was a supportive...
it sounded like a real diss from the peanut gallery.
Yeah, that sounds supportive, that noise.
You're right. The segue thing.
Oh, okay, babe. All right. I guess I'm a little sensitive.
Because we can't see you, it's hard to tell.
That's right. How about...
That reminds me of this.
Oh, that's a good one, babe. I'll do that one next time. Okay. Anyway, so
I'm in a different room.
I don't even know if that's a segue. That reminds me.
Yeah.
The thing I want to talk about right now.
That's probably not connected to the last thing. Okay. I just had this interesting, post came across and I just, it's just too vague for me. Mm. I understand that we're always, first of all, there's a lot of times these posts that are about beware, but it's the non-specificity that gets me. Mm. So this is from, it says Chasemon?
Chasemon.
I don't know.
Could you spell it?
Chasemon?
Chase like the word, C-H-A-S-E, and then M-O-N.
Chasemon.
Chasemon.
Jasmine?
Maybe, but it's two separate words. Chase Monday?
It's two separate words?
Yes, look.
Chasemon. Okay.
So there you go. I don't mean to laugh at your name, Chasemon, or your handle. This says, beware, this guy is going around picking throughout cars and patios. And here,
picking
I know.
Throughout.
So first of all, I have a problem with that because I don't quite know what that means.
Yeah.
Second of all, here's the picture. Now look, there's no face.
No, it's a man.
No face. It's just we don't even know that it's a man.
We don't even know it's a man.
It is literally just a human being.
Facing away from the camera.
In a blue hoodie with a silver backpack.
Yes.
Or gray. And here's the thing. That person's not always wearing that. First of all, this person could change clothes at any moment.
It's very true.
If I don't see the backpack, how do I know it's that person? Mm. Second of all, we don't see the face.
Right.
And there's no specificity to what picking through cars means.
Picking throughout.
Picking throughout cars.
Cars and trash.
And patios.
No, patios. Oh, patios. I don't know where you got trash.
I don't know where I got trash either.
Well, now we know what you think of patios now.
I'm still recovering, I guess. Patios are trash.
Wait, still recovering from your almost near-death experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Taking
through patios and cars.
First of all, I do want to say, and I don't know if I've spoken about, if I've opened up about this, you know, everyone's always saying, oh, so-and-so opens up about, you know, so I'm opening up about the fact that sometimes I think there's a little too much whistleblowing in this community. When anyone sees something, they think is a little bit suspicious.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I think we need to calm down.
Absolutely.
In this case, okay, maybe it is a problem. In this case, be more specific. You can't just, because also I don't like the fact that anyone who's got a random backpack and a random, you know, someone might stop and say, hey, you're the one who's picking throughout cars. And that person's, first of all, going to be very confused.
Are you the throughout picker?
No
one, Dignity Falls?
No one knows what picking throughout cars means. You're a pretty bad thief if you're just pick. You're just, it implies that you got all the time in the world. You're just moseying. But you just somehow open up the car and
here's
you're.
Here's why I thought trash. Because I was picturing, mm-hmm. when you hear somebody picking.
Yes.
You imagine it's some receptacle that's full of
like
stuff.
Like a dumpster a garbage can. Yes.
So then are these cars crammed full of garbage? The patio, the language is terrible. It's very imprecise.
Yeah, how do you pick through a patio?
Throughout it. I'll grant throughout is probably a mistake, right?
I think throughout is a mistake.
But
it's
still,
probably just through, but it doesn't really help.
It doesn't really help.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is let's all be a little careful to not jump to conclusions.
Talk about being, talk about beware.
I'm beware sorry, Boheme? Beware.
Talk about La Boheme. Talk about beware.
I could have sworn you said Beware.
Because doesn't it start with Beware?
La Vie Beware.
I might have said Beware. That's a good name.
Yeah,
Beware.
Is.
Unisex? I like
Chase
it.
Mon.
How do you spell it? B-O-E-R?
B-E-A-U. A-I-R.
Oh, just watch. Next year, there's going to be 10 Boares born. We're just going to start a trend.
I don't know. She just looked like a Boare to me.
Everyone's looking for new names.
Everyone's looking for new names.
For kids, I meant. For babies.
No, I understood.
So my first one is let's not jump to conclusions.
Right.
Secondly, if you really do think that there's some danger, you need to get more specificity. I don't want to encourage people to, you know, like hide and take pictures of people, but this is not good. This is endangering anyone with a backpack, you know, to sort of like be singled out for, for doing maybe nothing.
Find that specific person with a backpack. Narc them out to the fullest extent you can.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, maybe just give it a beat. Give it a beat. And maybe that person, maybe it was a misunderstanding. It's the kind of person we would have on our show to explain why they were picking throughout cars.
But also, you have to see them actually do something wrong.
Correct.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
There's a, if you just said stealing from.
Yeah, if you said breaking into cars.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But you know what?
Maybe. Maybe I'm getting, right? Maybe I had too much best to go. Oh, dear.
Well, what do you picture is picking throughout? You think he's picking like with a finger?
Oh, like a nose, babe?
Yeah, like scraping something off or...
No, I wasn't thinking like when you pick your face.
Scraping with a fingernail?
Yeah.
No. Scraping patio, scraping cars?
Yeah.
No. That's not what I was thinking.
I feel like we need to define our
terms. It is true that nobody locks their doors here.
Yes. Yeah. And also that's the thing is that most people here have multiple cars.
Yeah.
Because they're just all handed down. Everyone has big families.
Yes.
So this person could have owned all of the cars that he or she was going through.
That's true.
Right?
Looking for a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they own many patios.
That's another thing. People have multiple patios
in
here.
Scripture, it says, in my father's house, there are many mansions.
That kind of goes for our house.
That's true. Boy, that's true. But
well,
yeah, I mean, people don't lock their cars, so it's possible this person was picking through a car.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not like a rule or anything. It's just the way we do things here.
Mm-hmm.
And if people do lock their cars, it is kind of frowned upon.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get judged.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, what do I want? What do I want out of that Tercel?
That's when you get the Dignity Falls, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a classic.
You see someone locking their car and you go, huh?
Huh. Real judgmental.
Real judgmental.
Kind of like when I went to, one of the first times I went to New York, it was so exciting.
Yes.
And I was so cold, even though it was like the fall and only the tiniest chill had just happened, you know? And But it seemed to be
lovely.
Thank
Tiniest
you.
Tiniest of chills.
It seemed it's and I you know what I just wanted
the
to do
leaves and their Auburn glory.
They were and I just wanted to like I wanted to be in New York City and wrap a scarf around my neck, you
Absolutely.
Know, and just be that person.
Yes.
But someone walking right past me, a man, a gruff looking man, walked past me and actually said these words. Really, a scarf? Mm-hmm. And it sort of deflated my wonderful New York fall dream.
That is the textbook definition of what do you care? Imagine living in a city the size of New York, the famous New York City. And
that
you see
big ol'
someone,
apple.
The big ol' apple, as they call it. You see someone wearing a scarf and you feel compelled to say out loud,
yep.
Really a scarf.
And it might have been a scarf, really, which I actually think hits harder. And I think it, ooh, that, might, yeah. That might have been how it went. But those were the words. Mix them around any way you want. They're still bad.
And it was Woody Allen, right? Yes. He was on his way to Michael's Pub?
That's what was the worst part about it.
Well, history has vindicated you.
Yes.
He stopped playing clarinet for a minute. A scarf. Really? Yes.
Well, that's it for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen.
For
Thank
sure.
you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Instagram if you want to see the posts for yourselves at The Neighborhood Listen on Instagram.
Yeah.
Of course, write to us at burntonjoan@gmail.com. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of the episodes and access our bonus room extra episodes, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for the Maximus tier and you'll get all of that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Patty Guggenheim.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maximus subscribers. Your support keeps the show going. Thank you.